In the news this week, the National Association of Realtors says the sale of existing homes fell to the lowest level in 18 months. Well, what does that mean for you if you're thinking of buying a home? Well, joining us to talk about it is Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. He's joining us here in the studio. A good morning to you, Eldad. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. All right. Doing well. And tell me, this nationally, it says that the existing home sales were down 5.1%. But how does it look in the D.C. area? Obviously, these are national numbers, so when you add the whole United States into the mix, it can give you different numbers. So what are you seeing locally when it comes to existing home sales on the market?
Right. The operative word for us has been inventory, lack of. So inventory's been low and continues to be low. That's really our issue right now.
All right. So is this a buyer's advantage or a seller's advantage?
Well, it's definitely a seller's advantage. It's very frustrating for buyers, but if you're looking to sell, right now is a great time. And, the weather that we've had has made a lot of sellers shy about going on the market. Obviously, weather like this is fabulous, but, these snowstorms definitely make some sellers say, let's wait till the weather gets a little better.
All right. Now, what do you think caused this big dip? I mean, we're talking July 2012 was when the numbers were at a decent level, according to this national study. What do you think's brought them down to the levels of July 2012?
Well, there's several things. First of all, towards the end of last year, the whole government shutdown debacle definitely put some panic and fear and nervousness in buyers. Mm-hmm. And I definitely felt it, where a lot of buyers were nervous. I feel that that's well behind us now. So things are going to start freeing up. But towards the end of the year, that definitely did have a psychological impact.
Now, do you think buyers, it's still a good time to start looking, or should we wait until more is on the market? What would you recommend to somebody coming into your office saying, I'm thinking of buying, but hearing that existing home sales are not at a good level right now, should I wait?
You absolutely should not wait. Several things. First of all, interest rates are low. Get yourself educated. So if there's a jump in inventory, I don't know that there will be, but if there is, you don't want to be playing catch up. So use the time to get educated. Go learn about the markets, pricing, have your realtor really get you educated. So if there is inventory, you're ready to jump. You've already gotten yourself approved for a loan. You don't want to scramble. All of a sudden, yes, there's inventory. You find the right thing, and you're behind the eight ball.
I think
use the time wisely.
And that's an important thing. There's a lot of homework to do before you even start looking, right? And you already touched on some of those. What do you tell people when it comes to their checklist before they get into the market?
Well, it is a very competitive market. Right now, the best thing you can do for yourself more than ever before is hire a really good, experienced, knowledgeable realtor. This is not a time to go it alone because you're up against a lot of competition. And that's probably the best leg up you can get on the competition is by working with someone really, really good.
And then you also say getting pre-approved for a loan, that you should start going through your bank, getting your statements together and working on that, right?
You have got to do that. That's not I'll do that when I get more serious. If you're even thinking about it, you got to get that done. Get it done now. And also get a really good lender. Don't just pick any random lender because, of great advertised rates. Make sure you pick someone reputable and knowledgeable.
And we talk about homes a lot, but a lot of people are looking into condos. I know several people who have bought condos recently. How is the market for condos right now?
The market for condos is pretty tight. It's the condo market, in my opinion, is only going to continue to be more popular in the future. First of all, DC keeps evolving, drawing more people, both empty nesters and the young millennials. So we have two different demographic groups going after the same product. So mm-hmm. I believe there is a shortage right now. The demand is only going to continue happening as the baby boomers are downsizing. And more of these millennials are going from renters to buyers and owners.
So it's not necessarily a bad time. So time to do your homework, get yourself prepared, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Eldad. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster joining us here on WTOP.